In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reading from Genesis 37. This is the account of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending his flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. And he had made a richly ornamented robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to the dreams I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. The word of our God. They say pride comes before the fall. And while I'm sure that you can think of multiple examples in your life or in our society where this has happened, the scriptures also give us stories that show how true of a statement it is. And one of those stories is at the beginning of Joseph's life when Joseph has his dreams. For Joseph has two dreams. In the first dream, all of his brother's sheaves bow down to his sheaf, and in the second dream, the sun, moon, and 11 stars bow down to him. And there was no doubt to Joseph, his brothers, or even his father what these dreams meant. These dreams meant that one day Joseph would rule over them all. One day Joseph would be in charge of them all. And so Joseph was very happy to boast about these dreams to anyone who would listen to him because he was full of pride. He was very proud that one day he would be a ruler. But even though these dreams would come true one day, even though God would make Joseph a ruler in Egypt, even though God would use Joseph to save many people, including his own family, from a severe famine, even though God would direct every aspect of Joseph's life so that he would become a clear picture of Christ, pride still comes before the fall. But look at the results of Joseph boasting about these dreams. We read that Joseph's brothers hated him, and even his father, who loved him very much, rebuked him. Joseph's pride only led to problems in his life. And so it is today. Pride still comes before the fall. If you are taking pride in yourself, if you are boasting in what you have done, you will have the same problems that Joseph did. People will have ill feelings towards you, for no one likes a person who is constantly boasting in himself. But even worse than that, when you are taking pride in yourself, when you are boasting in what you have done, you are taking glory away from your Savior and are placing it on yourself. You see, that's ultimately what was causing all the problems for Joseph. He was focusing on himself instead of his Savior. And since he was focusing on himself instead of his Savior, God had to humble him before he used him to do all these great things, so that Joseph would give praise to his Savior and not to himself when these great things happened. And we'll hear more about how God humbled Joseph in our devotion tomorrow. But for today, remember this. Instead of boasting in ourselves, may we boast in Christ. Instead of taking pride in ourselves, may we take pride in Christ. Instead of bragging about what we have done, may we brag in what Christ has done. For since our Savior Jesus did not exalt himself, but humbled himself to even death on a cross, when we boast in him, take pride in him, and brag about what he has done, which we all do by faith in him, well then there is no doubt that we will be exalted. We will be exalted into the glorious realms of heaven, where we will get to boast in Christ, take pride in Christ, and brag about Christ for all eternity. Let us pray. Dear Savior, forgive us for the times that we have boasted in ourselves, the times where we have placed ourselves ahead of you. Give us the strength and power to overcome that sin, so that we boast in nothing except in you and in your cross. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.